Sorry for that abrupt transition there. I wasn't even planning on playing that last song at all. I just realized that my set was about 2 minutes short and I just grabbed it randomly. And I thought it fit nicely. I was surprised. I didn't even exactly know what we were getting into there. And I can't even tell you anything about it. That was a random pull, Civic. Alden Ull. Ahead of that, Jerry Goldsmith from the soundtrack to Under Fire with his track Nicaragua. And the Cuban musician, ahead of that, Alberto Zayas, Ingele Maria. And we heard this lovely song from Greece by a group called Sweetness. Not sure if they've recorded anything else or not. And the name of that track, I have it written in Greek, so I can't pronounce it in Greek, but I believe it translates to days, as in days of the week. And before that, Jan Meek, Oh No No. We also heard from Johnny Watson, I Say I Love You, and at the top of that set, The People Been Saying by the Shays. You've been listening to Cannibal Stew on Sheena's Jungle Room. I'm Arb. You don't want to miss Cha Cha Heels up next, or Stop Hitting Yourself with Space Brother after that. Now I'm going to go over about a minute, sorry, because I played that extra track. I'll fade it out early. We're just going to hear a little from the Champs before we end. Thanks for tuning in. Salt pepper, please.
Remember how good people used to taste?
You become totally consumed by passion. And many is the time when lovers in the throes of ecstasy.
Charles Fart Theater. It's the event you've all been waiting for, the Beyond Beauty Pageant. I'm your host, Cornhole Collins, and we are seconds away from seeing the freshest faces and asses of alternative beauty parade across the stage and battle it out to take the crown. Who will wear the crown of new beauty? Beyond beauty, it could be you.
So I can watch you weave. Sorry we were late.
We didn't want to come.
Yes, we heard there might be lewd acts here tonight, and my wife and I find the topic of sex, profanity, or nudity abhorrent.
Any contestant who dare flash their gash at me will be disqualified.
I am sorry in advance, but you don't make the rules here. There will be lots of profanity, nudity, and sex at the Beyond Beauty pageant. It's kind of what's expected.
I believe my wife was asking the questions.
Actually, it wasn't a question, and I'm the one asking the questions. I'm the host. So, what qualities do you look for in a Beyond Beauty contestant?
Well, we believe crime is beauty. The more awful the crime, the more beautiful the person becomes.
If anyone wants to do some crimes and let us film it, we'll be having separate auditions in the lobby later.
Also, not sanctioned, but I don't think I can stop you, can I?
In.
I think that means no. Anyhow, on to our next celebrity judge couple. It's the owner of the Flaming Cave Lounge, Elmer Fishpaw, and his mistress, Sandra.
Hi, Corny. Say hello, Sandra.
Hello.
You two seem really happy. What's your secret?
We don't let anything get in the way of our erotic lifestyle.
Words to live by. Inspirational. And tell our listeners, what are the qualities you are looking for in the contestant tonight?
Well, I'm a sucker for flared nostrils and bad skin and bacon back and third nipples, fourth nipples, hairy women, hairless men. Also, I'm sexually attracted to inanimate objects. My pillow, a street lamp, a tree in the park, this chair. I'm basically attracted to anything and everything, except my ex-wife Francine.
Okay. And you, Sandra, what would you like to see?
I'm just hoping someone does a candle salad routine.
Maybe they will, and maybe they won't. Anyhow, it's time to meet our Beyond Beauties contestants. Here they come, out in a line. One of them will wear the crown. Finalists, one-on-one. First up, contestant number 69. She's 108 years old, and she's a homemaker from Blossom Park. A round of applause for Jean Shaw.
What do you fucking want from me? I'm an old woman.
Wow, 108. That's amazing. That age is certainly beyond most things, let alone beauty. What's your secret, Jean?
Well, I smoke 12 packs of menthols a day for a week, and then I nap for about 3 months. What the fuck do you think I do? Cleanse my pores?
Wow, old and cranky. You are a stunner. But what makes you special, Jean? What is the quality that takes you beyond beauty?
I was trapped inside an instructional record for 40 plus years, so it made me very flat. If you look at me from the front, I look like a regular dimensional person, right? But see what happens when I turn to the side. I'm flat.
Wow. Listeners, this is amazing. When Jean turns to the side, she is so flat, she practically disappears.
I'm paper thin, Corny, like a slice of roast beef at an old country buffet.
Truly original and definitely outside the traditional values of the boring, straight world. And tell me, Jean, what is your talent tonight?
Well, Corny, for my talent, I'm going to fall down a spiral staircase.
Sounds excruciating, especially at your age.
Don't worry about me. I have no pain receptors or gag reflex.
All right. You met her, you saw how flat she was, and now you're going to watch her fall down some stairs. Jean Shaw.
Le changement va au musée voir les belles affaires. Une fille ici, diamante, de quoi qu'elle avait l'air. Tout le monde la regarde pour voir avec quel panache. Un fly la femme tout nue qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nue qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nue qui tombe en bas des marches. Je suis pas trop sûr de comprendre sa démarche. À la femme tout nue qui tombe en bas des marches. Je pensais jamais un jour être assez proche pour apprécier. Descendant un escalier. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. J'suis pas certain de comprendre sa démarche. À la femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. À la valeur d'un cauchemar de course à obstacle. D'une valerie du tout petit après qu'elle regarde un flash. J'suis tombé en amour avec elle en tabarnak. Quelqu'un l'a poussé direct en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. J'suis pas trop sûr de comprendre sa démarche. À la femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. J'suis pas trop sûr de comprendre sa démarche. À la femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches. Femme tout nu qui tombe en bas des marches.
Celebrity judges think. Donald and Donna Dasher, what do you think?
I liked it when she fell down, but did she have to do it nude? disgusting.
Oh, I'm sure I just saw what she had for lunch. Dry bologna.
Well, that doesn't sound like a high score from the Dashers. Elmer and Sandra, what are your thoughts?
This act reminded me of a dry bologna as well, but in a good way.
I also thought it was very sandwichy.
Okay, our next contestant has come all the way from none of your business to compete in this pageant. Come on down, and what's your name again, sir?
Yeah, they call me Cliff. Cliffhanger.
And do they call you that because you are major drama?
Nope, it's because I can stand on a cliff and still touch the valley floor, if you know what I mean.
I don't. I really don't. But maybe your talent can clear this up. What is it?
For my talent, I'm just going to show you enough to prove my name.
Whoa, that's a lot to think about, Cliff. What do you think, judges? Donna and Donald, your thoughts?
Spare me your anatomy! I don't want to see your obscene pickle. Aim it the other way.
Disqualified!
Wow, that was a real Hollywood loaf.
Oh, he reminds me of an uncut Milton Berle.
Another split decision with the judges. There is no clear frontrunner tonight in the Beyond Beauty pageant. So many unique, raving beauties. And one of them will win the crown. Can mean good skin, and you can't be bad to the bone without a seasoned skin. Cheers to you, patches, splotches, flakes, and greasy spots. Bless you, wrinkles, sinkholes, and crow's feet, sags, bags, and skin tags. Bad skin is just a sign you are a real human, and that's what makes you a beauty on Cha-Cha Heels.
Babs.
Can I ask you something, Babs?
Sure thing.
Do you know me? Do I know you?
I've never seen you before in my life.
Okay, so not a Babs I know. Glad to clear that up. Anyhow, what is your unique talent, Babs I don't know?
Well, it's hard to explain, so I will have to show you.
Okay, contestant Babs, I don't know, and her unexplainable talent.
Kentucky Fried.
Thank you. out by the sun, man, seeing the spray, sounds of the breaker. Nobody.
Well, if it isn't Corn Tucky Fried Cornhole.
This is a Babs I know. Hi, Babs. What makes you extra special?
Filth is my life. Filth are my politics.
Wow, that's dedication. And let's not forget to mention your stunning hairline.
Yes, I shaved my hairline back to make room for more makeup.
It's a good look, Babs, but looks is only half of the points here. What's your talent?
Well, Corn Teeth, tonight I'm performing a traditional song and dance. It's a tune you might be familiar with. I dedicate it to you.
To me, specifically.
Well, to everyone who's listening, but especially you.
All right, give it up for Babs and her traditional song and dance.
Why are you staring at me? When I look back at you, I don't like what I see. Your lack of character shows. I hate your clothes, and you've got something disgusting hanging out of your nose. Why are you talking to me? Please leave immediately. Where is your dignity? Please get away from me. Why don't you choke on a fashion accessory? I cannot remember your name, and I could not care less. I could have more fun talking to the IRS. Why don't you take your problems to analysis? Take your foot out of your mouth and suck on this. Fuck you! Everybody now, fuck the telephone company, fuck national security, fuck the prime interest rate, fuck the Secretary of State, fuck Union Carbide, fuck the Third World Genocide, fuck thermonuclear war. Fuck Mary Tyler Moore. Fuck you. So go tell it to a judge, cause I don't care. You'd look cooler if you wore a Frigidaire. Get lost, eat shit, drop dead, go screw. We're in big trouble, baby, and the trouble is you. Fuck you! Fuck you, cornfuck! Vote for Babs!
Thanks, Babs. And to all the other Babs, will we see them in the winner's circle as well? Part of me hopes so. Part of me is scared. Let's check in with our judges. Elmer and Sandra, what did you think?
Babs has my vote. Clearly a front runner. A front runner and a back runner.
Well, I think a bad attitude is sexy. So, that was, as Bo Derek would say, a 10.
I already know what you think, Donald and Donna.
Disqualified. Obscenity.
Yes, I agree. Disqualified. Too bad Babs is such a potty mouth. I hear she gives good crime.
Well, that's our last finalist. Let's meet them all again in the Beyond Beauty swimsuit competition. Here comes all the Beyond Beauties, each with their own unique take on swimwear.
17 sushis counted 99%. An offer like this will save a dollar, makes no sense. You can't refuse a deal like this, you're hoarding all you can. Someone's always got a face, or someone else will win. Thought the Piper mocked it up, and then they dropped it to the bottom. To make the sweatshop bosses think that they could get the workers, get the workers, get the workers, got them. Polyester on that frumpy cover-up. Wasn't brother a machine? The children, slaves. God damn it. God damn! You got a lifetime supply that you might not live to use. You got that feeling that you're feeling when you get a good deal on. Damn!
What a swimsuit competition. I especially liked the bikini made from dryer lint worn by Babs, and the budgie smuggler made from live parakeets worn by a different Babs. Is it so strange that we have six people named Babs in the top 10? Not really. Any last thoughts from our judges before we announce the winner?
My wife and I will refrain from voting on the grounds that all of the contestants have been disqualified.
Let's get out of here, Donald. I hate this place. I'm afraid rats are gonna come out and bite my new nylons.
Okay. I guess, Sandra and Elmer, you get to choose the winner.
I'm tired and horny now. I feel like this so-called contest has somehow gotten in the way of our erotic lifestyle. I haven't had an orgasm in over 2 hours.
Come on, Sandra. Let's go down to the wagon wheel and see if we can fit ourselves into another scenario.
Bye-bye.
Well, since all the judges have abandoned this pageant, the rules state that I, Cornholt Collins, the host of the Beyond Beauty pageant, am responsible for choosing the winner. And speaking of wieners, here's last year's winner to pass off the crown and give her final speech. Ladies and gentlemen, and those neither and those in between, may I present Queen Carlotta Karloff.
Thank you all, and salutations to all the esteemed judges and stunning contestants. I, as you must be well aware, am reigning beyond beauty queen Carlotta Karloff. As I was banned from social media at the end of my reign, I find myself needing to answer the question, whatever happened to Queen Carlotta?
Nobody cares about your silver cotton candy, Frankenhooker.
Nonetheless, I will spill the beans. As many of you know, I did not handle the power of the scepter very well and created a local gang of political enablers and low-rent sycophants. A sort of secret service of police up and down local government. On Backwards Day, I was laughing at the throngs walking backwards and wearing clothing backwards, talking backwards. Then, to my dismay, I was seized by an unforeseen insurrection. My daughter and successor had me injected with rabies upon my royal sex mattress.
You sure smell, Dad? Maybe a little perfume would help.
I assure you, this is how I've always smelled. After that, I was trussed up and cooked like an oversized turkey and fed to the angry mob. To my surprise, this did not kill me. It was amazing to see all their angry faces full of my cooked flesh and loving the excitement of me, even after my humiliating political demise. So I lived on.
Long live Queen Carlotta!
Yeah! Long live Queen Carlotta!
Long live Queen Carlotta!
Queen Carlotta forever!
Carlotta Karloff!
Done with the aristocracy of assholes!
Synchronistically, for you, my fans and followers, my still-living brain and half-eaten carcass was found by a plastic surgeon and good Samaritan. And there was still enough meat on my big bones to graft and a snip and tuck into the sickening beauty which stands before you.
She's not nearly as disgusting as I am. And look at that tiara. Ugh.
I suppose I should explain the crown that I'm about to pass. The only trouble with living in the modern world is beauty costs. I paid for my own new look with the only thing the crowd couldn't eat, my Beyond Beauty tiara. But fear not, I have fashioned a new crown for a new winner, made from used wire hangers and cut-up cans of tab. Don't mind the bits of gore, just a little afterbirth. Perhaps you could use it scientifically to cure the citywide rabies epidemic. For the children?
Well, that sure is a lot of drama. But nothing out of step for Beyond Beauty. Last year, someone died for beauty. So, Queen Carlotta Karloff, it's time to take your last walk as reigning queen. Well, it's all downhill for you now, Carlotta Karloff. Have a gracious demise and maybe shut up forever again.
Bye, bitches.
And now the moment is here, and I, Cornhole Collins, am responsible for deciding who wins. Heavy weighs the head that never gets any complaints, or something like that. Drum roll, please. And the winner of this year's Beyond Beauty pageant is... What the fucking fuck? Let me tell you what's happening right now. A taxi cab has just crashed through the theater wall onto the stage, taking out several contestants. And now, now a woman dressed like Jessica Rabbit, Rita Hayworth, has just jumped out of the cab and is pointing at one of the babs.
Wait! Wait. Now just wait. This contest is not over. That woman has roaches in her hair.
Who, me? Of course I have roaches in my hair. I put them in there. On purpose.
We all have roaches in our hair. It's from the Fear Challenge section of the Beyond Beauty contest, you stupid fuck.
Sorry I'm late. I had to take out some trash. Now where's my crown?
Honey, you can't just crash the party late and expect to win. Not with that scoosebrow look. And look at that dress. Who do you think you are, Miss Soft Crab?
I am Miss Soft Crab. 1955.
Miss Soft Crab in a knockoff Bob Mackie gown. Yawn.
You're lucky all the judges left. They would have read you for filth.
Is this backwards day or something? I'm clearly the most beautiful one here. I can't imagine any of you skags could win a dog show.
That's it, bitch. Me and the other Babses are gonna crush you.
Yeah, we're gonna crack your show.
Wait. Stay back. Beauty pageant is not a contact sport.
It is tonight. Come on, Babs. And Babs,
no.
Get her.
Ouch. Wait, stop. Get away.
Take that.
Get away. Cut it out. Please. No, please. Oh. Oh. Ugh.
Put some roaches in her hair. Put some roaches in her hair.
Get them off me.
And that basic crap.
This is terrible. You can't do this to me. No. I was Miss Softcrat. No.
Now you're looking much prettier, Miss Soft Crab.
Well, this is not what I thought would happen. Or is it exactly what I thought would happen? Either way, I feel satisfied and hope you listeners do too. Perhaps this is what closure feels like.
Wait a fucking minute.
What is the problem, Babs?
You forgot to announce who the winner is, Corn Half.
Yeah, Corn Fuck.
Who is the winner?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. The winner of this year's Beyond Beauty pageant is Babs.
Which one? Which one?
I don't know. Any of them. All of them? Tell you what. I can't decide, so I'm gonna turn around and toss the crown in the air like a bride. And last Babs standing will be the queen. Here we go. I'm turning around, and I'm throwing the crown in 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
On Cha-Cha heels.
Oh. Give me something to do. It's mine.
It's not
mine. Get back.
It's not Cha. It's just small stuff in my mind. Tastes so bitter when you pack your bags. Feels like my far off train rides my tracks. Feels like my far off train rides my tracks. Over the nerves, under my herd. Feels so far, but we're just round the curve.
Northwest Band Championships at Aqua Theater on August 8th, Monday night. Make your plans to be there now.
Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on...
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself, number 126 for May the 10th. I don't even know what day it is anymore, of 2021 already. Here on Sheena's Jungle Room, here on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. And a few doubles, a triple, and some other weird stuff. Thank you, Solo, and Arb, and Jan. For all the shows today, and here we go. Let's see what we got. Oh, something politically incorrect from Kim Fowley. Well, Kim Fowley's politically incorrect, but let's enjoy Bubblegum, and then another version of Bubblegum after that. Here on Stop Hitting Yourself. Mm-hmm.
is bubblegum. Live for moon and sun. Young and so much fun. Life's just life has just begun. Your name is bubblegum. Live for the moon and sun. Young and so much fun. Life's just life has just begun.
Get it!